This is JIS News. Coming up, DBJ to launch Jamaica Venture Capital Program. Justice Ministry staging island-wide public consultations on the draft National Child Diversion Policy, and Entertainment Registry comes on stream September 1. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Call and report and collect the garbage. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA.
Now the news. The Jamaica Venture Capital Program, JVCP, will be launched by the Development Bank of Jamaica during a special conference in another few weeks. The JVCP will enable greater access to alternative financing sources for high-potential, small and medium-sized enterprises. This through the development of the environment to mobilize long-term equity funding. Chairman of the DBJ, Joseph Matalon, says the activities being undertaken by the institution for the program's implementation over the next 3 years will be unveiled during a one-day conference on September 9 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Its implementation is being made possible through a technical cooperation agreement signed by the DBJ and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, earlier this year. The agreement sees the IDB providing some $14 million in grant financing under its multilateral investment fund facility, with the DBJ putting up counterpart funding totaling $12 million. The conference will be held under the theme Advancing Innovation and Entrepreneurship, Seeding Tomorrow's Opportunities. The Ministry of Justice will stage 4 island-wide public consultations on the draft National Child Diversion Policy. The consultations, scheduled for Monday, August 19 to Thursday, August 22, will be held in the parishes of Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Mary, St. James, and St. Elizabeth. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Carol Palmer, says the meetings will allow the public to share their views on the child diversion policy, which aims to address the needs of children involved in violent incidents outside of the formal justice system.
All of us have been deliberating and contemplating and developing this policy, and we are now at the point where, as determined by the government of Jamaica and tabled in Parliament, we are required to consult with our people. And hence, the process commences in a very formal way.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking at a National Child Diversion Policy non-governmental organization consultation on Thursday. The first consultation will be held August 19 at the St. Andrew High School for Girls. The meetings run from 5 to 8 p.m. and members of the public, especially those who work directly with children, are invited to attend. The Ministry of Education says the new Cedar Grove High School in Portmore, St. Catherine, will be ready to begin classes this September. This follows concerns raised earlier this year that arrangements would not have been finalized in time for the new school year. Chief Education Officer Grace McLean told JIS News earlier this week that the ministry is wrapping up all administrative matters to ensure that the school opens its doors this September.
All the preparations are in place for the school to begin in September. Let us just remember that a school, once we have students and we have a building and we have teachers and the facilities, then it means that school can begin. We will tie up all the operational activities within the course of this week. A principal has been identified. Teachers are being recruited as we speak within the course of this week.
The chief education officer adds that orientation exercises involving students and parents have already been held. And the Entertainment Registry to certify and register local entertainment practitioners will come on stream September 1. The registry will be maintained by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. Junior Minister with responsibility for entertainment, Damien Crawford, says the registry will provide an information hub for the delivery and administration of processes necessary for a sustainable entertainment industry.
A very important move in allowing for freedom of movement, but also extremely important for allowing for tools of trade for artists to benefit from tax waivers on certain different things that assist with them applying their trade. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is also helping us with that to ensure that the registry reflects greatly what we want and how we want our people to be treated, for example, at the embassy.
Minister Crawford was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.